in a world full of followers. Be proud to be different. Be an 86er. So what I need y'all to do is go to the 86ers.net. We got the dopest apparel, men and women. Everything you need for a fresh start. I'm talking tees, zip-ups, tanks, hoodies, and the best hats at a price nobody can match. I'ma ask you this though. What do your clothes say about you? If you don't know, come to the 86ers.net and find yourself out. And a special shout out to Don McGuire, the host of The Fighter's Voice. Salute, big homie.
Welcome to the Misfits of Gold Weekly Special. Hey, MF, I got to get you off mute here first, brother. I just had surgery yesterday, so I'm not up with it. Hey, MF, can you go ahead and text me Travis's number so I can get him on the show? I can't find it.
But, I'm on it right now, like as we speak.
Yeah, we'll get things jumping here shortly. You know, I did a poll today, you know, talking about should all law-abiding, you know, Americans have the right to bear arms. And there was a couple of people that didn't agree that kind of set forth their thought. And, you know, it'd be tremendous to get Travis on here because he broke it down, bro. He
just
broke it down.
All
right, cool. Via text or inbox?
Text. I'm pretty sure I'll put the link in, too, so your fucking simple ass can actually just hit the button and go.
Oh, we got Cash on the line, too. So Cash is up on here already, aren't you, Cash?
Yeah, what's up?
What's up, big guy? We're getting ready to add Travis right now. I don't know why, but we'll give him a shot.
Did he
go to an enlightening trip or what? Did he mushroom out and disappear in the mountains?
That's what he's doing actually this weekend. That's why he's fucking out of town right now. I'm not even lying, bro. He was just telling me that shit.
Yeah? Fucking mushroom out and disappear, huh? Come back.
The unkillable Mr. McGuire.
What's up, big dog? What's up?
What is up?
Hey, you know, I was explaining to the fellas, you know, about my poll today, and you kind of broke a little bit of factual information on an individual who really didn't want to hear it and ultimately deleted his comment, deleted me as a friend, and removed his vote off the poll. You know, when you went into that situation, what were your thoughts? And, you know, how does it feel to be able to state fact and send a liberal packing?
I mean, that's the thing, man, you know, is I don't talk about any of these things that I haven't put some thought into, you know, and you just, we have so many historical examples of every time that, you know, a government, whether it be ours, whether it be Rome, whether it be Egypt, any fucking government in the world, as soon as they start disarming the population and taking away more and more rights and freedom, you know, it's a slippery slope and it starts to snowball. And I mean, it's just, you know, I learned a lot recently. I was actually listening to a podcast, Dan Carlin, you know, a great historian, and he was breaking down, you know, just the huge problem that our founding fathers had when they were forming this country. Like, you know, they came over here with these ideas of freedom and free market capitalism. And their biggest problem when they were putting together the Declaration of Independence was they didn't know how our government could have a standing military and yet, you know, have our government not use it to oppress the people, you know, and they were, you know, they were trying to literally make our country not have a government or a military whatsoever, because they know that as soon as you get a large standing military, the government is going to use it to do their bidding. And so, you know, the compromise that Benjamin Franklin and John Hancock and all these guys came up with and made is they said, okay, the only way we can combat a tyrannical government, which we just fucking got away from in Britain and England, was the only way that we will allow our country to have a military is if every single citizen, man, woman, and child, had the same exact force and the same exact weaponry as the military. You know, and by you, yes, I do agree that, no, you know, not everybody should have fucking grenades and rocket launchers, crazy people and violent people and previous offenders. None of those people should have guns. You know, I am fully for that. But the whole well-regulated militia thing, you know, people get wrapped up in, and they think that a well-regulated militia is somehow a government entity. And it's not. It means that every man, woman, and child needs to be skilled and trained and know how to use a firearm specifically for the fact that if the government becomes tyrannical, you know? So, I mean, it's like, it's nothing that a short, you know, 2 or 3 hour read from a fucking world history book will tell you. But it's just, you know, it's fear, Don. And I get where the guy's coming from, you know, and like you said, you know, yeah, most people who go out and they commit a crime or they fucking snap, yeah, they don't have any prior offenses. But, you know, like I said, I would rather trust my neighbor with freedom than just give the government unchecked power to do whatever the fuck they want.
You know, I have to agree with you there. I mean, you look at Canada, and 98% or better of the households in the entire country of Canada have firearms, but yet they have one of the lowest crime rates in the world. Do you think that aspect of one knowing that someone has a gun on them at all times is a complete distraction and therefore has allowed the aspect of crime to deplete, you know, or just...
Absolutely, man. I mean, look at all the countries in the world, you know, that have exactly what you just said. Canada, Switzerland. I mean, Switzerland requires, it is a law in Switzerland that you must have a firearm in the household and that you must be trained with it. You know, it's so funny as you can look at all these different statistics, you know, man. And it's like, you go to America, where's the least amount of fucking gun violence and fucking crime? Texas. Everybody has a fucking gun. Everybody's walking around with a gun. A well-armed society is a polite society, you know? And then on the other hand, you go to fucking Chicago, where it is the absolute strictest fucking gun controls in the world, and you know, they call it Chirac. People are getting killed there every fucking day, you know? It is so simple to look at it statistically and be able to see exactly what you just said, Don.
Yeah. You know, one interesting thing that's came about in the last few months, for at least for the state of Missouri, is they're talking about putting it on the ballot for every household in the state to actually be trained, but also to maintain an AR-15 assault rifle in their dwelling. They're going to try to make it an absolute state law. I don't know how it's going to go on the federal aspect. MF Beck, with that being said, what are your thoughts, and do you think this is the beginning of the purge? Do you think this is the beginning of, you know, people going against the government? What aspects do you see this falling into?
First things first, there are no such thing as assault weapons. I don't give a fuck what nobody says, what their opinions, what their matter is. There are no such thing as assault weapons. There are automatic machine guns, automatic weapons, semi-automatic weapons. You know, like there are different things, RPGs. There's all kinds of shit. There's no fucking
weapons.
There is no such thing as an assault weapon, dude. It is
my
a fucking
are?
Weapon. An AR-15 is not an assault weapon. I don't care.
I
you can look at the definition.
Are, bro.
Oh, your fists are assault weapon? You mean the one that says, fear me? As you jack off with a fucking bottle of Jack Daniels in your tears.
Anyway, get back to your little quote.
Yeah, go back to it. But there are no such thing as fucking assault weapons. And it's blowback, dude. People are getting pissed off at how the government is doing things, and people are getting pissed off at how other people are getting away with crimes, getting away with things, but nobody can do anything about it. Because either, you know, the police is corrupt, government's corrupt, people don't give a shit, whatever the case may be. In a purge, I mean, it's fucking likely. You know, I don't see it being a fucking impossibility because the population on this planet is far, 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 far outgrowing our fucking resources that we can keep replenishing, you know what I mean? So there's got to come a time to give. Like, either Mother Nature's going to fight back, the powers that be are going to start putting all the fucking poor people in one city and have each other fucking kill themselves off. Like, you think about it, like, homeless people disappear all the time, but nobody talks about where they go. What, they all of a sudden got fucking healthy? They all of a sudden fucking, you know, got clean and fucking got houses and got jobs and shit? Hell, homeless people disappear, bro, and nobody gives a shit. Nobody pays attention to that shit. And that's how it's going to fucking start. You know, they want to start, you know, getting rid of the lower population. That's what they're going to do, bro. They're going to give these people, just like the last fucking movie that came out, right, the first Purge. They offered motherfuckers 5 G's. You go sit your ass on that fucking island for 12 hours. Go have some fun. Do whatever the fuck you want to do, and we'll give you 5 G's. And people were signed up for it, dude. People were all fucking lined up. So it wouldn't surprise me that something like that is actually fucking coming. But then it's the argument with guns, too. It's like, I don't know. I don't think everybody has the right to have a gun unless you have proper training with said weapon. I mean, it's like you could be a professional with a handheld gun. Doesn't mean you're going to be good enough to fucking shoot a rifle. and vice versa. You know what I mean? But if we're going to like fighters, right, we're skilled. We can kill people. We can hurt people. We can maim people. But the point is we're trained. You know, like we've gone through all the fucking bullshit. We've gone through the bullying. We've been humbled numerous fucking times. So it's like if you're going to give these people a right to have a weapon, they need to go through fucking training. And not this bullshit fucking background check that they try to act like what is happening. But then flip side of that coin, how did all those fucking crates of guns end up in the hood back in the fucking 90s? You know, in the fucking 80s. How did all the heroin, how did all that shit end up? Dude, like it's all a big fucking game, and we're not even pawns on the board, bro. All we can do is sit there and watch and hope to God that fucking, you know, the person that's controlling our fucking destiny as far as what they can control makes the fucking right move.
Well, you know, we can even take it a step further. You look at the Department of Justice, you know, burning facility where they were supposed to get away with all the, you know, destroy all these firearms.
Where's that white privilege now? Where's that white privilege now? Because you know damn well if a white dude did that shit on fucking TV, made a false fucking hate crime and everything else, you know damn well that motherfucker could be publicly castrated right now. Where's that
You know, one thing I don't get about that is the records are sealed. And, you know, so the mayor and the police chief took to the news, and they better be careful because with the records being sealed, what they're basically doing is ridiculing and harassing the, you know, I think he's guilty as hell myself. I think he staged it himself.
Didn't they release the actual records before they sealed
them?
No,
they're sealed, bro. They're sealed.
I thought they released it before it was sealed.
They might have, but, you know, after they were sealed, the police chief and the mayor took to the news and were basically calling this guy a liar, you know, saying all different types of things about him, say he staged this and blah, 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 blah. You know, they're putting themselves up for a lawsuit.
Look at who his fucking attorney was. You know what I mean? Like, look at the ties that she's got. And all of a sudden, like, you got all this substantial evidence against him. Charges dropped. He did fucking 18 hours of community service with who? Yeah, let's fucking look back at that again. Dude, it just shows you fucking that it's not a race thing. It's a fucking poor and rich thing. That's what it really fucking is. It's not the oppressed versus the oppressor. It's not the blacks versus the whites. It's not the Republicans versus the Democrats, bro. It's the fucking elite against the rest of us. Like look at that shit. It, black, white, fucking Asian, it don't matter, dude. If you're one of them, you'll get away with whatever the fuck you need to get away with.
Yeah. Well, you know, that's kind of what the mayor was saying. You know, he said, I think it's a privilege thing. You know, why he got away with it, because of it. He has money, and the situation was basically, you know, tucked under the covers and put to rest. You know, I've seen it happen with my own eyes here in my own city. You know, I kind of want to talk about a situation because it happened to me, and it's going to piss a lot of people off. It did when I first initially put the Facebook Live video up. People said, how could you pick on that granny? How could you, you know, get up all in that cop's face and talk about things. Well, my brand new car, not even a week old, I think it just hit 100 miles. I pulled it into the parking spot. You know, Anthony and them went in the store. And so I decided to get out because I'm not going to smoke in my brand new car. So I get out and I'm having to go to light a cigarette. So as I do, I see this lady hit my car. And, you know, I have a prosthetic. I'm just coming off of back surgery. So I had to hobble as fast as I can to get in front of her car, which she strikes me with a car. And, you know, I told her, you're not going anywhere. You hit my car. And so she hits me with the car again. And, you know, finally the police show up. Well, instantly the cop takes to this elderly white lady's, you know, side and basically is treating me like a criminal. You know, and bro, trust me, I had enough of people's shit that day. So I start jumping in the cop's face, and I tell him, I say, you know what? This is what I fucking get for living in an all-white town and dealing with all you all-white fucking police force. And my son's jumping in his face telling him, fuck you. And, you know, I apologize for the ignorance that we show towards him, but you can't jump out and assume just because she looks like an old lady that it's automatically my fault because I'm a minority, you know, just because I'm in a white town. And that's a situation that occurred, but come to find out, I asked for the supervisor. What the rookie didn't know is 23 years ago when I came to this town, I carried a gun for the Springfield PD. And I happened to have a partner by the name of Officer Foost, and a buddy of mine was Officer Usler. Well, the supervisor that showed up happened to be Sergeant Foost. And I took him to the side and I explained to him what was going on. And so he went aside and looked at the video. He came back out and said, "You're absolutely in the right." And one thing that happened that I truly can't believe, when an accident occurs on private property, the police will not write a police report. Well, in this situation, they did. Because Officer Fu stated that if it goes to court, that because she was white and elderly, even though she was 4 years older than me, that I would probably get charged and ticketed for the wreck. So he was going to make and file a police report. Then he took the rookie to the side and ripped him a new asshole. You know, so in some kind of way, I feel that it was justified. But then I got in a fight with the insurance company because, you know, our state, within 30 days, you buy a new vehicle. If you don't like it, you can take it back. They take a portion of the money that you put down towards the vehicle. And, you know, you're not responsible for that vehicle anymore. Well, we were kind of thinking about doing that because we weren't absolutely sure that we didn't, you know, if we wanted the vehicle or not. Well, now I can't because it's been hit. So it's been double devalued. You take it off the lot, you lose value there. Now that it's hit, it's going to be on Carfax, so it's going to show that it was in a motor vehicle accident. So I'm fighting with the insurance company on that now, and now it actually looks like they're going to give me a new car replacement, but I'll be stuck with the same car. But why is it that people of color, do you feel, and I'm not saying every person of color is in right when they come in that situation, but when you live in a place like I do where you deal with 99.9% white people, why is it that we do have to prove ourselves sometimes? And, you know, I kind of feel like I have a victory for the minorities in this case, being where I'm from.
Who do you want to answer that, Doug?
Man, whoever's the biggest racist on this panel.
Oh, that'd definitely be Johnny.
I knew that was going to come out.
He laughing his ass off.
I hate everybody the same, bro. I just hate everybody.
You know, I don't discriminate, dog. I hate everybody equally. All humans are fucking spiteful to me.
Right?
They're all pieces of they're all pieces of shit. I fucking hate everybody. I feel you.
No. You answer my question or what, homie?
Yeah, motherfucker, let me fucking quit laughing because I got a bunch of white people looking at me right now.
He's got to breathe, Doug. He's got to breathe.
Right? I'm in Citrus Heights, the white part of Citrus Heights, so they're looking at me kind of weird right now.
Oh, shit.
No. It's just a perception of what people get. You know, only they report a lot of they report what you see on the news is a lot of minority crimes. What's going on in the bad neighborhoods? What's going on in the ghettos? You know what I'm saying? That's what you hear. That's what you hear on the news, and it's usually minorities. It's usually, you know, bad shit. They don't tell, you know, the good stuff that minorities do. It's usually the bad stuff that they do. You know, usually to prove a point, political, most of the time. You know, but that's how I feel. It's a perception until you get to know somebody. You know, I've met people that all races that are pieces of shit, and I've met all races that are fucking amazing. So it's just the perception that you get, usually how your parents are you know, are how they perceive, you know, how you're taught and how you're brought up, you know, how do you view people, you know, were your parents fucking racist? Turns out that you might be racist too. You know, so it's just, I think it's a perception, you know, people really don't know that they judge a book by its cover, so to speak.
I feel you there. You know, I do want to kind of change the subject just a little bit, man. You know, Donald Trump was kind of exonerated through this report, the Mueller report, and I was actually happy to see it. But, you know, the left isn't happy. The left wants it to be redone again. Do you feel that the taxpayers should have to foot the bill for a situation that is already closed? And I'll jump to you, MF.
Hey, and y'all are mad about the Jesse Smollett and then Donald Trump gets off?
Right.
Talk about lying. You know what I'm saying? That's all good. That's how America works.
Go ahead,
man.
Answer the question.
You know, I think it comes down to people just don't want to be wrong. It doesn't matter whose side it is or whatever it is. You know what I mean? Like what Johnny was saying. People are like, okay, well, Jesse Smollett should be in jail. Okay, well, Donald Trump shouldn't be in jail. You know, it's like, I don't know, man. You got evidence that points to fucking either situation, but it's like, who's going to do what? How's going to do what? But in my opinion, the Democrats are fucking up just strategically. Like, they're wasting all their resources, all their time, taxpayers' money to go on some kind of fucking hunt that they created that they can't find fucking evidence for. It's like, yeah, he talked to people. Yeah, he did this. Every single fucking president has. But what's going to happen is it's going to open a floodgates where now Trump's hands aren't going to be tight. Oh, you guys started going to me about this? Oh, well, check this out. I hope y'all aren't throwing stones in glass houses. I'm coming for every single one of you on everything that he said to me. And what we're looking at right now, the Democrats are fucking eating themselves, dude, like over us. And the fucking Republicans are sitting there eating that shit up, and now more closet racist motherfuckers are coming out. You know, it's fucked up on both sides, dude. You get people that hate everybody, and you get the other side that hates everybody. Like, how the fuck does that even work? Trump, you know, you didn't get exonerated. Don't get me wrong. He did not get exonerated. They didn't clearly fucking say that he had nothing to do with it. The report stated that nothing was evident. Nothing was evident. Right there, it's like, okay, well, anybody with a brain or skull knows that. Hey, some shit fucking happened. Something happened with this person. Something happened with this person. Everything got fucking tucked under the rug, and it was all red tape, you know what I mean? Money transfer between fucking laundromats. That's all that was fucking happening. And now they can't find anything, so they've wasted all this thing. So it's, you get one side that looks bad because they've convinced people that, oh, this guy is fucking, you know, Hitler fucking second incarnate. Let's give him our fucking guns. He's racist as shit, but he's got awards for being, you know, the most anti-fucking racist white person there is as far as fucking billionaires goes. Dude, like, what do you believe? Who do you believe? How do you fucking believe it?
Yeah, true, true. You know, I want to get your thoughts, Travis.
You know, I mean, I think MF hit it straight on the head there, you know, and this kind of ties up, you know, kind of the theme that runs through this show, Don. I mean, we're getting to a point in society, man, where there's no more objective space for us all to inhabit, you know. We can't walk down the street anymore and say, oh, look, that's a red car, because somebody else is going to say, hey, you're fucking racist, that's a magenta car, or it's fucking crimson, or it's fucking, you know, we're coming to a place where it's like, exactly like MF said, you know, where are you getting your information from? Because if you don't watch the news, you're not informed, but if you do watch the news, you're fucking misinformed, you know, and I mean, I've been posting about this on Facebook, you know, over the past few days, but you know, 2012, Obama signed into law that it's okay for all of the media and the government to use propaganda against its citizens. And what do they call it? Oh, yeah, the Anti-Propaganda Act, where, you know, one of the new things that's even going around now, too, is there's this one particular Israeli-based software company that what they're basically going to be doing now in America is they've bought this software and they're going to create what you would call like a ministry of truth, where now even things like, you know, you go to CNN.com or you go to Fox.com, and those places will have a green little check mark by them saying that this is okay, good, verifiable news. But then anybody on, you know, YouTube, any kind of alternative media source, anybody who doesn't have one of those fucking three-letter badges, ABC, NBC, CNN, you know, will be deemed to be fake news, and it'll be put a little red mark by it, you know. Even YouTube is going after anything that they deem to be conspiracies. And you know, what's fucked up is, like, you know, hanging out with MF as much as I do, I'm always looking now for the tactics and the strategies. And you can see what they're doing, you know. They're now using things like anybody who agrees with, who does not fully agree with vaccines and 72 fucking mandatory injections that they're giving your fucking kid, some of which on the very first day that they're fucking born, you know, and now they're going to hide behind this anti-vax thing as a way for them to, you know, anything that they deem to be a conspiracy, to where it'll now just get fucking removed from the internet, you know? I mean, I posted a video today just about all the shit on Paris and, you know, what's going on in Paris, France. And it's like we have a fucking media blackout everywhere on the situations that are going down there. So I really think that, you know, now more than ever, it is important to not only speak the truth, but to be objective, you know, to not hear one of these fucking news stories and just jump in whole hog. But, you know, it's like you have to go You have to go do research. You have to see things from multiple angles and multiple perspectives. You have to follow the fucking money trail if you really want to get, you know, what's going on behind it. And you know, even just to bring up the Jesse Smollett thing, the fucking prosecutor, the day after this shit came out, comes out, she got a $480,000 donation from George Soros. Oh, yeah, just, you know, she dropped these fucking changes, $480,000 into her fucking bank account. And it's like, people are like, oh, what happened? Why would the prosecutor drop the charges? It's like, really? $480,000 won't be enough to make you let somebody fucking walk? And, you know, we're getting into a time, Don, that really scares me. You know, we talk about societal collapse, but every statistic around us is showing us that is what's fucking happening. People cannot agree on objective, logical things that are right in front of them that everybody should be able to agree on, you know? If you can't agree on the race or the fucking gender you are that you wake up, you know, the night before as, you know, we're getting to a place where it's like me and MF always say, it's oppression Olympics, you know? It's who can whine the most, who can get their fucking agenda across, and it doesn't matter what's logical or ethical or moral. And we have strayed so far from natural law and from, you know, don't rape, don't steal, don't murder, keep the public sphere sacred. You know, the ability to swing your fist ends at where another man's nose begins. You know, it's that fucking simple. But we have so much fucking bureaucracy and this gigantic government that is just out of fucking control. The only way we're going to reel it back in is we have to, you know, we have to take some of the power back from government. We have to make more smaller, more regional, you know, more localized government. The government that matters is the government in your fucking town. You know, I mean, I'm personally of the belief that I think that our government at this point needs to fix the roads, pay the firefighters, and above all else, above everything fucking else, take care of the environment at all costs. You know, and anything outside of that is essentially criminal bureaucracy. And we're now reaping, you know, 20 or 30 years of people being able to just pass whatever the fuck they want into law and make it real. And, you know, I guess I'll pose this question to you, Don, because since you've been here so much longer than the rest of us have. But, you know, where does this go? You know, where do we get back to the times of old, Don, where you can shake somebody's hand and look them into the eye? How can we get back to where we can just have a reasonable fucking discussion without everything being labeled racist and sexist and xenophobic and nobody can even fucking debate?
You know, I honestly don't think that there's anything specifically that we can do to make those days come back. But I do have a refreshing and mindful thought in that aspect on that path. You know, I interview thousands of people a year, you know, and I'll be quite honest with you. There's been this emergence of young, tremendous youth coming up in the sport that I talk to, and they're coming up with the assumption that they're tired of the way society is today, that they even state themselves, you know, I remember my dad talking about days of, you know, you had a problem with somebody, you went behind the building, you lumped them up, you shook each other's hand, you both went, you know, your own ways. They said, we want life to be like that again. You know, I think you look at life and it's a cycle. And for a long period there, I was really thinking of walking away from the sport because you had the Conor McGregors, you had the Colby Covingtons. And, you know, I'm not really too hip on the aspect of the entertainment being applied into the sport and the true fighters not getting their opportunities. And then all of a sudden I saw this emergence of really, you know, young, talented fighters with great integrity and humility and morals that are starting to come up into the sport. And that was one of the reasons that kept me. I think it's a cycle that we just have to sit back and let correlate. Do we have enough time for that cycle to set in for it to change society? You know, I'm not God. I don't know. But I know that there's been a resurgence in that type of mentality in our youth. And I, for one, I'm happy. You know, I think that a lot of parents are starting to realize and changing the aspects of how they raise their kids. Now, for the millennial aspects of it, certain aspects of it, you know, I don't think society is all at fault. You know, I'm a firm believer that, like Johnny, you know, because Johnny's a perfect example of how to raise your kids. You know, I think a lot of the problems equate at home. If you can't handle what's going on in your own household, how in the hell do you expect for you to have control of your children out on the street when you're not there? So I think it becomes a parental issue at that point. And do I think the child should be held responsible? Yes, but I also think the parents should be held responsible. If the parents are held responsible, I think a lot of the situations that are being construed and coming out could be dealt with and put away to rest. Now, will that take care of the way society is and take us back to the old? No, I don't think so. I think those days are long gone, but I think we can get an aspect of the past. It's just going to take a lot of work and a lot of parenting, you know, and that's my best thought.
I mean, I hope it's not too little too late, Don, you know. And I mean, because I definitely see what you're saying. I mean, me and MF have actually ran into recently, you know, a couple small children. We had a, you know, one of the parents of one of the guys who works with MF come in. I think his kid was, you know, 11 or 12 years old. But you're seeing, you know, exactly what you just said. You're seeing a kid who's being raised with morals, with ethics, you know, with discipline. We're not buying into the bullshit. This kid didn't have a fucking social media, you know. This kid was taking notes. He's asking the right questions.
Oh, you're talking about that kid. Okay.
Yeah. And I really fucking hope that we can get back, you know, to, for lack of a better word, you know, and this is going to sound weird coming from me, but we have to bring that aspect of God back into society, that aspect of morals, that aspect of ethics, that aspect of, you know, you need to do what the fuck is right. You need to speak the truth all the time. You know, you need to have some empathy for your other fellow human beings, you know. And most of all, we got to cut out the bullshit. And people, you know, like you said, Don, everybody has to start taking responsibility for where we're at in this thing. And it starts in your household, you know. It starts with 70% of our adults, you know, getting out of the morbidly obese lifestyle, you know. It starts with people at home teaching their kids and talking to their children and actually taking an interest. You know, so I just hope it's not too little too late.
You know, I have to agree with you. You know, the thing of it is, and God, I hate to blow up Johnny's head and make him feel like he's doing something right, but he really is with his family. You know, on quite a few episodes, we've got in-depth with Johnny on the raising of his kids. You know, I have a really close friend, and it amazes me. His kids range from anywhere from, I think, 2.5 to 18, and all has social media. And that just doesn't sit well. It's not that I'm knocking my homeboy, because I'm not, but to me, I don't think anybody under the age of 18 should have access to social media. That's just my personal thought and preference. I think because, you know, I'm on it all the time because I have to be for business, but what I'm seeing is a transition on social media where it's a mob mentality. You know, they get a hold of somebody's live feed and then a group from a private group or whatever, they all divulge themselves into this person's live feed, and they scrutinize, and they're rude, and they say things that are, you know, like I said, of a mob mentality. Now what's occurring from this is the suicide rate is going up. People are finding themselves, you know, lost because they go to social media to look for help, and instead they're being attacked. You know, it's saddening. It's actually sickening. I mean, I watch it occur daily. You know, MF, what can we do as a society to lessen the grunt of people feeling, you know, invincible on social media?
Man, there's quite a few things. First things first, I think fucking internet should be limited to fucking like late 20s, early 30s. Real shit. You know, like Travis and I were just talking about this the other day. It's, even though your brain fully develops when you're 25, that doesn't mean you know how to fucking use it. That doesn't mean you know how to fucking, you know, actually work with that side of your brain that is now competing with logic. So, I mean, you figure society, right? Like, there's bullies. Everybody fucking takes a charge of somebody else's lives. But here's, like what you said, people go to the internet to try to get help, right? Like, they go on Facebook, they go on whatever the fuck they're going to go on to try and get help from their peers. But here's my question is, why the fuck do they feel the need to go on social media and project their shit to try to get help? You know, I'm like, how fucked up is that? You're like, think about what that means. Like, you don't have people that you feel that you are close enough to talk to or trust or whatever the case may be to be able to get, you know, the shit off your chest. So you go online, and then you get these people that they hate their lives just as much. So they find out, oh, somebody lives outside of them. Boom. They're going to start chastising you. They're going to start demonizing you. Why? Because you go against their sense of what they are personally. You know what I mean? So you go online, you say anything somebody disagrees with, yeah, they're going to go after you. They're going to chastise you, demonize you. They're going to check every little facet of your life, try to find every little hole, every little black, like, blemish that they can. Why? Because they hate their lives too. And that's the fucking problem, dude. Like, people are going online to either watch other people's misery or to, like, legit try to get help, like what you're talking about with school. School is already a social fucking nightmare in general, dude. Like, it gets worse, you know, from junior high, high school, and college. I mean, I didn't go to college, so I can't speak on that, but I mean, shit, I know enough of those fucking morons as it is. But anyway, it's a social fucking nightmare, dude. And now you're putting social media on that shit, too, to the point where everybody can watch everybody. It's like, it's no longer, okay, I left school, now ain't nobody got to know my business. Oh, no, fuck no. These people know what time you wake up, what time you go to sleep, what you dream about, what your ambitions are. They're going to tell you that you're stupid to fall in line. Why? Because they've all been indoctrinated to fucking, you know, fall into line. Like, why do you think schools have bells? Why do you think schools all have bells? Dude, to get you programmed, trained. You hear the bell, go to class. You hear the bell, time to listen. You hear the bell, shut the fuck up. Like, it's programming fucking kids, and it always happens. So you just give social media, all that did was just give the powers that be more control and more ways to manipulate. You know, like propaganda, right? Like Travis said, they can do anything they want with fucking propaganda. And you look at how far and how ideological the left is, and how it's like the what is it? Read for red, red for Ed. What the fuck is that new shit going on in California, Travis? Red for Ed?
Yeah, I think that's what it's called.
By the way, it's, dude, these teachers over here, it blows my mind, and you wonder why these kids are so fucked up. Yeah, you know, it's like there's nowhere for them to turn because they feel in the sea of people, how the fuck are you gonna feel alone? You know what I mean? Like, I feel bad for these people. It's like, you have to shut off. You have to fucking unplug yourself from the shit. Unless you have a reason to be on there, you shouldn't be on there. And especially if you're under the age of fucking, shit, like I said, 30. Keep that shit, gangster. If you're under the age of fucking 30, you shouldn't even be on social media. You know, like, the internet is a fucking wonderful tool, but it's being used for corruption and things that, you know, aren't really supposed to fucking happen to you. Like, people are playing God. How are you going to watch somebody else's lives and then somehow dictate to them what's better? You know, and then you get these kids that are so impressionable. They, you know, they're like blank canvases when they're like 12, 13. They can be dyed and painted any fucking color, any direction, dude. And look at how they're being influenced, you know. And then they go online. You remember fucking back in the 90s, Johnny, when you had to put the blood code in for Mortal Kombat? You had to put a motherfucking code in for blood, dog. You had to put a code in for blood. And now look at what these kids are exposed to. Look at how the music, look at what the music talks about. You know, sell drugs, do this, and that's why motherfuckers like Johnny can't get a break, because they talk about real shit. They talk about shit that people actually want to hear about, that they're listening to, that they're feeling in their fucking lives. Why? Nope, you got to follow these motherfuckers. You got to get your lean on, dog. You got to go make your fucking thousands and cities and hundreds and fucking get all fucked up doing that shit and fuck bitches and you only live once, blah, 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 all that fucking nonsense. And these impressionable kids are being fed that shit, because a lot of these parents, what happens? You know, they got to work fucking two jobs trying to take care of their kids. Or fucking the parents aren't even together. The family's not even fucking together. So who's raising these fucking kids? Media, television, the school, indoctrination. You know what I mean? So how do we actually get back to society being to a point where there's credibility, there's integrity, there's people that are actually wanting to live lives, there's people that are there to help? You know, it's like the only thing that I can do right now is, rather than focus on how much bad is going on in the world, I just try to look for the few motherfuckers that are doing something good. You know, and fucking try to do the best I can to live right.
Yeah, I feel you there. You know, I want to jump to Cash 916. Man, there's a question that I've always been wanting to ask you. Now that you hit that OG superstar status, how do you handle that, player? I mean, you know, you had your first show, and now you got that little groupie thing going on. It's growing daily. Shit, how do you handle it, stud?
Oh, bro, it's hard being a pimp out here and a star. You know what I'm saying?
It's hard
out here for a pimp when you're trying to make the money for the rent. You know? No, bro. It's all in how you handle it, bro. You handle it, you know, when it's going good, and you handle it when it's going bad. You just got to take it in stride. You know, a lot of these people, they can't handle the success, bro. Look, I was just watching a video on the Danielle Bergoli chick. Well, you know what I mean? Some people can't handle that success. You know what I mean? If you call it success, but fame and fortune, you know. I guess I come from a humble beginning to where, like, when I started rapping, it's not even to be big. I don't want it. You know what I mean? I don't want to fucking be able to go out anywhere and people stop me all the time to where I can't even go take my kids out to fucking lunch or something or whatever. I don't want that. I just want music to be heard. That's all. That's it, you know. But as of, like, you know, we did the shows. That's going, you know, I'm starting to get a little bit of recognition now in the city, you know, and booking shows outside the city. You know, I have a show coming up in Vacaville this week, and I have another one on 420 in Vallejo. So, you know, a lot of people are liking the music. It's just, you know, it's not for everybody, dude. It's not for everybody. If you're too immature for it, you'll handle it irresponsibly. But if you're mature about it, and you have a platform like I do, you can spread a good fucking message, dude. You know, you can really put your beliefs out there, you know, in some good music.
You know, I was going to ask you about the RKJ tattoo on your hand, but I won't even take it there right now because I know society's not too keen on that aspect.
The what? The what tattoo?
The R. Kelly Jr. tattoo on your hand.
Yeah, that pissed on some motherfuckers before.
Oh, damn. I had to take it there. Johnny
it
in the
there.
Hood
hey,
handing
he,
out
hey.
Pudding Pops with Bill Cosby's shirt on and shit.
Hey, he's trying to get Jesse Smollett's lawyer. Shit, they're dropping cases in Chicago.
Oh, shit. You know, oh, man. It's been a crazy month for me, man. It's, you know, it's time to get back things in the swing. You know, I just, I sent, Travis, you didn't get it because obviously your boys don't think you're gracious enough to be in our group text because your number wasn't in there. But I just sent y'all a picture of a flatbed with a body on it being taken to the morgue. You know, I don't know, man. I don't know.
Why you
got to
say some instigating shit, though? You got to say some instigating that shit. I don't know, your boys ain't cool. Anyway, you made the fucking thing.
I didn't make it.
And I can't add him because I didn't make this shit, motherfucker.
Johnny did.
Oh, well, see, why you got to make this a weak thing then? Say your boys. That was plural, dog. That was more than one person and negative.
Oh, okay.
It was only
okay,
one
Rodney
person.
King.
Oh, bro, I wish I had that hair.
Oh, snap. No, but I was talking about that picture. You know, MF, Johnny, I think both of you have seen it, didn't you?
Seen a lot of pictures now.
Man,
yeah,
that's in your text, man, in our group text. It's a body on a morgue bed on the back of
a
flatbed.
Body in a morgue bed.
Johnny, you seen it, didn't you?
Yeah.
That's some crazy shit, man.
Oh, damn.
Bro, hey,
is that real?
Hey, you know where that was at? That was in Chicago. Because there's so many fucking ambulances and hearse being used right now because they have a no gun law there. So that's
bro. They
Chicago.
Had to hire
the
tow truck driver to carry bodies.
They got to call the tow truck, grab some flatbeds and some fucking tow straps. We got to take motherfuckers to the corner.
So what is it? Just like his lower half? Is that motherfucker like, you know, disembodied? Like,
bro, fucking Peter calls. Don't cover that shit up.
Yeah, they didn't have no morals to cover that shit up, bro. And that's an actual picture. That's an actual body going to the morgue. It,
wait, you
it
took
just,
that shit? That's real?
No, I didn't. It's
oh, I was
on
like,
a,
damn. Who would have hired that shit? Like, I wouldn't feel right. I had to hit my weed.
Dude, I thought you sent that to me. I thought you took
that's
that picture.
That's what I'm saying. I thought that was real. I'm like, damn.
Well, no, I, an actual real photo that was pulled.
Yeah, you can tell. That's why I thought you took it. I was like, what the fuck? Where does he stay at? I ain't going that Missouri.
Well, my homeboy got it.
Like, we don't even got hearses, bro. We got tow trucks.
All right.
Maybe it's one of the morbidly obese motherfuckers couldn't fit in a coffin.
Damn, that's 600-pound light truck right there.
You gotta buy two fucking seats to Southwest when you weigh over 400. Maybe the motherfuckers are like, yeah, dog, if you die and you're over 500 pounds, you're on a tow truck, bro. We can't fit you in that hearse.
You know what would have been crazy? If he had YOLO tattooed on the bottom of his feet.
Yeah. Somebody just need to go up there with a marker and write that shit as he's driving.
YOLO.
Not the best friend of dead or nothing, but damn, dog, like, I can't resist myself.
One day at a time.
Well, we got about 15 minutes left, and I want to get your thoughts, man, because lately a lot of news agencies have been taking to social media. They've been showing a lot of these protests. And I'll be quite honest with you. I've been kind of a dick lately, man. I've been in one of the moods, and it's like, you know, and it's nothing against, well, hell, I'm just going to call it like it is. Y'all can hate me if you want. But the liberal aspect of the African-American community takes to the streets when, you know, they feel there's been an injustice, you know, and it's been occurring quite often. And, you know, to me, it's disheartening. To me, they're taking away, you know, not only taxpayer dollars by clogging the streets, taking law enforcement's time, but they're harping on issues that their voice will never be heard. Why do you think that the mob mentality in this type of aspect is growing and perpetuating on social media? And why do you think that the news agencies are joining in that regard? And I'll jump to you, Travis.
I mean, man, I think it's all about money, you know. I think all of these fucking big news stories we see with this kind of shit, dude, it's all just about fucking rating. And they're literally selling, you know, their souls and their morals, and they're selling any bit of integrity that they fucking had for just this little quick fucking payday. You know, I mean, Rachel Maddow makes $30,000 a fucking day. I mean, she makes as much money as a fucking backup power forward in the NBA. And yet people are still listening to her like she's not reading everything off of a fucking absolute script. And, I mean, you know, like I said, Don, we have to get back to our community, you know, the community around you, your friends, your family, your neighbors, you know, everybody who lives within a fucking 5-mile radius of you, you know. We have to reconnect as people, real people, natural fucking people, the way people have lived for hundreds of thousands of years, you know. We're getting so caught up into all this social media bullshit and all this nonsense propaganda, man, that I just think it's driving people crazy, you know. And what's scary about it is all of these things are reflected statistically. You know, we've only had social media in our phones since like 2012, so we're talking 6 or 7 years that people have been constantly inundated with this, you know. And just like you said, I mean, for teenage girls, like the rate for anxiety, depression, suicide, girls who have had to be hospitalized because of, you know, different mental disorders, all those things are shooting up by 600, 700, 800%. And we're living in a culture, you know, that's so fucking expensive that both parents have to work. We've completely broken up the family unit. And it goes back to, you know, like what MF said, we're taking our kids and we're sticking them in these government indoctrination facilities that we call school and fucking TV and all this kind of shit. And then we're wondering why nobody has any link to, you know, to reality, you know. I mean, even me, Don, amongst my peer groups, I know a lot of, you know, 20, 25-year-old people. And so many of people who are even my age don't know how to have a conversation. They can't sit there and look you eye to eye and, you know, talk to you about some of these ideas or even the things we talk about on here, because they're too busy checking their fucking phone or showing you this or showing you that. And, you know, we just – I really think, man, that it's going to take everybody getting back to what, you know, we would call natural law. if we want to see this thing through, you know. And otherwise, we need to just prepare for a soft landing, because bureaucracy is getting more out of control. Social media is getting more fucking invasive. You know, the kids nowadays are going to grow up in a time where they've never not had social media. Like you said, I know so many 2- and 3-year-old kids with fucking Facebook. And that shit bothers me. I have a huge moral objective to a 2- or 3-year-old kid having a fucking Facebook. And, you know, I mean, like you said, Don, we have to get back to what is natural, and we have to get back to actually caring and having some empathy for each other. And most of all, we have to put our foot down and say enough is enough. You know, no more fucking water taxes, no more fucking gas taxes, no more of these crazy, ridiculous laws where you have to get 13 fucking permits to build a deck on your house, you know? And I mean, we have to get back to natural law, Don, and we have to get back to people actually caring about each other and being empathetic, because if we continue down the path that we're going to see full-blown societal collapse.
Yeah, you know, I have to agree with you. You know, one point you made, you know, but Rachel Maddow is truly a backup power forward. I mean, well, at least in the bedroom. No, I'm joking.
they love those good-looking lesbians.
She is a backup forward for real.
Oh, I couldn't resist, man. I'm sorry, man. It's just, you know, I don't know, man. It's weird. I'm fucking hypocritical in this aspect. I'll admit to it, man. I got friends that are gay, and I'm cool with it. But when I see two bitches or two broads kissing on two dudes kissing on TV, man, that shit don't play right with me, man. It's like, you know, and I already know Johnny's point. He's going to say, well, don't let your kids watch it. But, you know, there's going to be times that you're not watching. There's going to be times where it could be a public, you know, television station, and this type of commercial gets through and gets aired. You know, why is it that homosexuality is being so accepted on that vast worldwide market? And networking tool is television. I don't see a place for it. And I'll start with you, Johnny, since you got kids. What are your thoughts? I honestly don't believe that it has a place on television.
Well, I mean, you could be whoever you want to be. Like, it just how it affects you is how it affects you. You know, people are having voices now, and they want to come out to, you know, believe. Dude, if there was a gay kid back when we were in kids, you know, schools, there was speculation, like you've seen a gay kid or a gay chick. You know what I mean? Think about it. When I was in high school, early 90s, you know what I mean, the late 80s, and, you know, or when I was in junior high in the late 80s. Fuck, dude, it was rarely fucking, you know, kids got beat up for that. You know what I mean? You see that all the time just because somebody was gay. And now that, you know, if people are come out, it's more widely accepted. Why not have it in television? Because it's going to be around you all the time. It's going to be around you all the time. And if that's your strong belief, so you don't believe that, then, like, that's like what I said. You don't, you know, have to watch it. You can change the TV. You can fucking bypass it somehow. But, shit, man, I don't know. I just think
Don't you think it's misleading, though? Don't you think, okay – Now,
no.
I don't know who's in your family, and I don't know the aspects of your family or anybody on here for that matter. But, you know, if I got a 12 or 13-year-old daughter or son, and they see something like that, to me, in the back of my head, that might make them curious.
Yeah, it does, and that's a good opportunity for them to talk to you about it. And then you can, you know what I mean, hey, it's going to be different, dude, when you have your daughter come to you and ask you, hey, what's up with this? You know what I mean? I would rather them do that than just them be like, fuck it, I'm just going to go off because my dad's such a fucking idiot, you know, and don't understand. I would rather them come to me and be like, hey, here's how I'm feeling, rather than just to go off because they didn't know how I was going to react. And if they've seen it on TV, and you know what I mean? And I don't want my youngest daughter to see some shit, so we'll tell her to turn around. Or we won't watch that when they're around, you know what I mean? But when it comes time to finally fucking that she does see something on accident at a friend's house or at a family member's house, you know, on accident or walking through Walmart, you know, the TV display section, You know, when she finally says that, hey, Dad, what's up with this? Then that's that opportunity. Hey, you didn't see it here, but now let's talk about it. How are you feeling? You know, I think it's a good opportunity.
Well, let me ask you this. Let's take it a step further, and it's a hypothetical step. Let's say we're 5 years away from where we're at now. It's become so socially accepted. Your kids go to the movies. They sneak into an R-rated movie. And, you know, all of a sudden your son sees this man go down on another man on the big screen. And he comes home and he says, Dad, I saw another man go down on another man, you know, at the movies. What are your thoughts and perceptions going to be then, bro?
Don't knock it if you haven't tried it. No. I'm always the pitcher, never the catcher. You know what I'm saying?
But, I mean, you see where I'm going with this.
No, hey, bro, I get what you're saying. But, like, the thing is, it's kids. They're my kids, and I'm going to love them no matter what. If he wants to suck dick, then let him suck dick. You know what I'm saying? If he wants, that's his he's going to have to live with those consequences. Are those decisions, not consequences, because there's
okay,
fucking
benefits.
Okay, but
my point being, though, is if he would never have saw it in the first place,
right,
would he have accepted that path in life?
No, probably not, but that gave him opportunity to come to me, and then that's when we talk. That's when real life happens, you know, when he sees it, and then it's like, okay, Dad, I saw this. What the fuck's up with this? I didn't know this shit happened, you know. Then that's when you talk to him about it, you know. Would I have showed him that? Fuck no. Kids are going to do shit without us knowing, regardless. We did it all. You didn't smoke your first fucking joint with your mom or your dad. You know, you saw your buddies doing it, you know, and then you tried it, and then finally, you know, whatever. But, you know, it's a hard question to ask. Like, you know, it's your pace with it, you know. But you can say what we were going to do. I've said tons of shit that, oh, I would do this if this ever happened. I would do this if this ever happened. But when it came down to it, you know, the logical way to do it, maybe you may think about it a little bit, you know. I know how I'm feeling now, but I may not feel that way when my daughter comes to me with tear swells up in her eyes, or my son comes to me with a look of concern, of real concern, you know. And, you know, it's just a difference.
All right. Well, I mean, one more analogy, and we'll jump to MF or Travis.
Yeah.
You know, let's say you're on stage and you're leaning down singing to the front of the crowd and some man reaches up and grabs your penis. What is going to happen in the thoughts of Cash 916?
Probably would be kicked right in the throat. But you know what I mean? that's somebody invading me. You know what I mean? That's something totally different. You know, if a dude wants to come grab my shit, you know, then you're going to get kicked in the neck. You know, but, dude, I mean, just seriously, a reaction. I mean, you've seen Kevin Gates. He was performing. He was performing a song, and some girl seriously grabbed his shit. Like, you can see the whole handful of junk that she grabbed. And he fucking blasted her in the face. Is he gay? No. Is he straight? Fuck yes. So, you know what I mean? It's still an invasion on you, so I'd fucking fire on anybody that grabbed me by the dick.
True. MF, what are your thoughts?
About which part?
On all of it, you know.
The fucking movie. Well, I was listening to your hypothetical question about, you know, the kid went into the movie. Number one, how old is this kid and what type of movie is he fucking watching? You know, is he a fucking 17-year-old, 18-year-old watching an R-rated movie where, you know, just some dude happened to go down on another fucking dude? If it's a 12-year-old kid, what the fuck are you doing at the movie theater watching a movie like that? Why'd they even sell you the tickets? Now we got to have that talk anyway, because fucking like what Johnny said, like, you just got to fucking explain shit to him, dude. Like, it's getting more and more accepted in society. You know, I ain't mad at that. I know people that are gay on fucking both sides, male, female. You know, it is what it is, bro. Like, you know, back when Johnny and I were in high school and fucking school and shit, like, my brother got beat up for that shit, dude. Like, that was not no fucking game. You know, it's like the second that, like, an accusation came out, like, people got jumped. Like, it was kind of fucked up. You know, you watch shit, and that's just how it goes. And then, you know, fuck around and say that one person's fucking gay, and you just happen to say it was the wrong person, then that motherfucker's going to go ham on hella people. You know, like, fucking shit's wild. But it's more susceptible in society, so what you going to do? You know, like, you got to love your kids regardless, right? Like, you know, and kind of give them information. That's why you're the fucking parent to watch over them. I'm not a parent myself, so this is kind of just a fucking odd question just in general. But, you know, if it's always going to be there, dude, the best I can do is be to, you know, explain the situations. Let them fucking figure shit out as best as they can, you know, without fucking hindering their fucking growth, because they got to make their own mistakes. Like what Johnny said,
You know, like they're going to make decisions. However those decisions weigh out, you know, good consequences, bad consequences, doesn't fucking matter. You know, it's going to happen whatever way it fucking happens. But, you know, they made those decisions. They got to fucking live with that shit, you know. You got kids that fucking grow up doing fucking drugs and shit. They got to make that decision. You know, they made that decision. It wasn't like they did it with their fucking parents, like what Johnny said. You know, with fucking consequences fucking later on down the line. And so, I don't know, man. It's just, if it's going to be there, I mean, the best thing you could do, because we can only control what we can control. You know, you may be able to fucking tell your kids what to do. You know, this is my house. It's fucking blah, 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 as long as you're in my room. But ultimately, like, you know, they're going to go get into fucking trouble. That's just what kids are going to fucking do. They're curious. They're going to fucking, you know, expect shit. Or they're going to want to understand things. Like my old man, right, he used to always fucking tell me, just do what I say, not what I do. And for the longest time, it just didn't sit right with me because I was just like, why? Why? I'm like, why can't you just explain to me fucking why? So what happened? Anything he told me to not do, I did. Just to fucking be rebellious because I wanted to learn the answer. You know, so it's like, and you're dealing with fucking kids, bro. Like, their brains aren't developed. So it's like, how are you going to speak rational to these fucking people, you know? And if they want to go sneak in a movie, like, I remember sneaking in watching How High. Yeah, I was like fucking 12, watching a movie about weed in the theater. Somehow fucking snuck my ass in there, you know? But it was going to be there, and I was like, what are you going to do? You can't control it. You know, I already don't watch TV. I don't fucking listen to the radio. Like, I just try not to put myself around it, but it's there. You know, and the best I can do is just fucking explain it to them when it does happen, what it is and fucking how it is, and that, you know, decisions are theirs. But the consequences are fucking, you know, repercussions, whatever it gets to be, good or bad. It's going to happen.
I'll see you. You know, Travis, would you like to add to that?
I think the only thing that I can add to it is, you know, I do think that the world is getting more progressive. I don't think that there's anything wrong with someone being born gay. It happens, you know, just scientifically, it happens in the animal kingdom and at almost the same fucking rate, you know, about 10% of animals, 10% of people end up being gay. I don't think that there's anything wrong with it. I have a moral objection when, and I've seen this before, I actually have a friend of mine who I'm not going to mention their names, but his older brother was essentially turned gay by his crazy fucking mom and his crazy fucking drug addict mom telling his brother, oh, you're a little girl, you're always going to be a little girl, wearing him up in fucking dresses, you know. And now we're coming to a point where we see, you know, some of these transgender parents or whatever you want to call them trying to give the 6- and 7-year-old kid fucking hormones to change their sex. And when you have an underdeveloped brain, you don't know what the fuck you are. You don't know what sex is. You don't know if you like sucking dick or eating pussy. And yet now you're going to do a life-altering fucking surgery, something that could seriously affect the life expectancy as well as the mental health of this fucking kid before they're an adult. Like I said, you know, I am of the belief, like MF, you shouldn't be allowed to fucking vote in politics until you're fucking 30. You shouldn't be allowed to change your fucking sex or have a massive fucking operation like that unless you're 32. You know, I think that children are fucking sacred. And children need to be raised with discipline, with morals, with ethics, and most of all with fucking empathy, you know. And when parents are going around trying to change the sex of their children, I think that is fucking criminal, and they should be held super accountable to the highest accountability.
Well, how do you really feel, Travis? Don't church it up.
don't tone it down, bro.
I do got one more thing to add, though, Don, because I completely forgot the last fucking part. Johnny was talking about fucking, you know, performing on stage, somebody come and grab his junk. I think that shit's all fucking, like, perspective, perception. Because real shit, if the chick's fucking smoking, dude, you're single, whatever, ain't no fucking, I mean, I'm sure there are fucking some men that would fucking, you know, get mad at this shit. But real shit, dude, I mean, it's like, if somebody were to find somebody attractive, male, female, whatever, it's a huge fucking bias, you know what I mean? Like, you see it all the fucking time, like, I'll be supposed to get hit on a hot person, oh my God, harassment. But that same person get hit on by another person they deem fucking beautiful, and next thing you know, it's flattering. You know, so fuck all that shit, dude. Like, if it's a hot chick want to fucking grab some junk, hey, yeah, I might be a little fucking weirded out, a little behooved, you know what I mean? Like, kind of like, what the fuck just happened? But at the same time, it's like, if a dude comes up and grab my shit, oh, no, 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 dog, you invaded my bubble. Now you're not getting a hand back.
Yeah, right. You know, it's crazy. I mean, because when I was a kid, there was none of this shit. I mean, there was none of this shit. There was, I mean, I know
homosexuality came out. Of course, this shit was there.
I mean, it existed, but it wasn't prevalent. You know, I do. You know, it's like Travis brought up the sexuality aspects and things like that. You know, but I always wondered, man, because you know a lot of dudes like anal sex with chicks. Does that make them gay? I mean, because theoretically, I mean, you look at it in that aspect, it's only males that are having anal sex. So what do you say about a man that wants anal sex? Is he bisexual?
Brother, they did it in the first Deadpool. His fucking chick is a railing with a fucking, you know what I mean? She ended up railing him and he ended up fucking hating it, but they gave it a fucking whirl. I don't look at Ryan Reynolds no different. I don't judge Deadpool. You know, that's how motherfucker want to float his boat, dog. Get down with your bad self. But don't be coming over here fucking, you know, just throwing that shit all in my face.
You're right. I'm 100% lesbian, bro. I will be till the day I die. I'm 100% lesbian. You know, on the final note of today's show, I will say something, man. The other night, I had Joe Deddy Stevenson on. Had a tremendous interview, and the United States government actually picked up the show and shared it on their website. So, I mean, the show is growing. You know, I've been actually being correlating some aspects of the show with a couple different entities. And I just hope everything pans out because I can be a dick when it comes to arbitrary meetings and things like that. You know, I'm not going to change my show. Everything that's a part of my show is coming with my show or you're not getting my show. But the aspect of the show is growing. The relevance is getting more prevalent. And the numbers continue to grow, which is astounding. You know, we were number 7, now we're number 6 in the nation in demographics, which is crazy for an organic show, especially even with this show on Wednesdays. You know, probably a lot of people, they're starting to understand that the likes continue to grow. They've been growing since day one. I think they like the thought that we can come on here, we talk about whatever we want, whether we make sense on an episode or whatever. It's just, I think it's the aspect that it's different. And, you know, I strive to bring real back into journalism. You know, this show, yeah, we talk on a lackadaisical aspect. But, you know, when it comes down to it, like on that post today, Travis spit fact. And what it did was chase one of them people that wanted to construe hate or deception, and it ran them off. And, you know, Travis, I was actually, you know, honored to see you post something for once on one of my posts. You know, I considered you one of my brothers, and you never do. So it was an honor to be privileged by you, white boy, to have you come on my page and spit your beliefs, man.
All this shit I shit about Facebook, man, is because I see it in myself, you know. Facebook makes me fucking angry. It really does. It drives me fucking crazy. And I, you know, a lot of that is me battling, you know, a lot of these ideas I see in myself. You know, I realize that I shouldn't be lured or baited into shit like this. And it's, you know, I try to avoid Facebook as much as I possibly can. But, you know, every now and then I'll get on a tangent. And if you're going to fucking set them up for me, Don, it's my job to knock them down.
Right. Hey, Johnny, he pulled one of your moves, man. He shut him down. That was pretty dope, and he did it all with facts, just straight facts. Made the motherfucker go remove his vote, remove his comments, and unfriend me. I was dying. Oh, shit.
Hopefully he didn't
learn priceless. You know, but I'm going to toss the mic to Johnny, Cash916. You got any final thoughts for this week?
No, good show, as always. I love tackling these top topics and tough subjects that, like, no other radio show, like, want to talk about and get a real opinion or a real, you know, and like a real answer, an authentic answer. So I'm glad we have an opportunity to do that. If anybody is in the Vacaville area, man, come see me perform on the 30th at Route 40 in Vacaville, and 420 will be in Vallejo at the Chris Club. Come see this new music that we got going on, man. But other than that, I appreciate the platform. Appreciate you, G.
Oh, no problem, man. We need to get you back on the Music Edition, bro.
Matter
of fact, I'll be honest with you. I lost my cloud because I forgot the password and I had to create a new cloud. So if you can send me over some of that, the new beats, we'll get shit taken care of for you and we'll get you on the show. MF, final thoughts of the week, and we know your thoughts on the show. So anything else you got to say, brother?
Man, I love this fucking show. You know, it's a rarity just in general to be able to have conversations that we have, dude, because majority of people I know I can't have these conversations with. And I'm kind of back on about social media, like what Travis said, I'm a piggyback, but not really piggyback. Like, he and I just had this conversation just the other fucking day. Because somebody had told me once to not get involved with humans, the affairs of humans, because it'll distract me. You know, so that's kind of what I'm going to touch on right there. It's just with all the bullshit, everything going on social media, you know, it's focus on what you're doing, focus on what you can do. Try not to get fucking sucked into the affairs of humans and all their fucking bullshit. And just live your life, man. You know, keep growing. Learn new shit. Learn something new. Pick up, like, a couple hobbies. Just keep fucking growing. However you can fucking grow. Don't get stagnant. And quit paying attention to the fucking humans and their nonsense.
I like that. Travis, before you go on your mythical, mystical journey, what are your final thoughts of the show, bro?
You know, I mean, I've kind of been hammering on, you know, all of the fucking big media sites. So I think everybody just needs to go out and, you know, find a couple of actual journalists that are doing actual fucking journalism, you know, and follow them. Don't support fucking CNN. Don't support fucking Fox. Don't support MSNBC. You know, three of my favorite journalists that I follow outside of the great Don McGuire have got to be fucking Ben Swan, Jimmy Dore, and Abby Martin. You know, that's a good place to get started. They're not going to fucking bullshit you. They're super bipartisan. And, you know, they're going to break down the actual fucking facts and the atrocities and a lot of, you know, the shit that's actually going on that not being reporting on. So, I mean, that could be my only advice to everyone out there is, you know, if it's got one of the fucking three-letter agencies in front of it, fuck them. Go find yourself some actual journalists that you like and who are actually doing, you know, real fucking work.
Yeah, you know, I got to hand it to you. I've actually listened to Abby Martin, and I kind of dig that show, bro. I'm not one to listen to other people's shows, but I got to tell you, that show right there and then The Conspiracy Theory with Pat Miletich, check those two shows out. It's been a tremendous week, my friends. You know, like I said, I had back surgery yesterday. I'm feeling terrific today. After my last back surgery, I was hurting like a bitch, but, you know, finally get things done. I got to go back in the middle of April and get the upper part of my back done, but right before that I'll get my hand done. But we'll still continue to rock the show. Like I said to most of my people on the internet, you know, those who lay down stay down, and I'm not one of them individuals. I always believe that if you do, then life will pass you by. On that note, I want to thank each and everybody for tuning in to today's show. It's truly been an honor to have my brother's on each and every week, man. You know, you guys are real. And without you, I wouldn't have no fun on radio because the other shit gets stagnant. But with that being said, much love, respect, and we're going to bounce out of here with a little bit of mystical. On that note, everybody have a good day. God bless and peace.
Peace.
Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to The Fighter's Voice with Don McGuire, presented by Finished MMA and the United Way Merced.
Bone of the Mo Thugs movement, part of the Bone Thugs and Harmony family tree, the